Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Acts chapter 22, verse 4, Paul is giving a defense of his life and his conversion before a group of people. And he says in verse 4, I persecuted this way, talking about Christians, I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me as witness. So basically, here's Paul talking about how he had persecuted Christians all the way to the death, how he had bound them and delivered them to prison, men and women. I read these verses, and then you go on and you see Paul begin to share how Christ met him and changed his life and saved him, and obviously has now used him to proclaim the gospel in a way that now he's being threatened with imprisonment and worse in his life. I just think today about the number of people who are persecuting Christians in the world. I think about even those who are leading out in the persecution of Christians in different countries and different parts of the world. And Acts 22, verse 4, just provokes me to pray for Paul-like conversion in some of those persecutors and some of those lead persecutors. And so, in light of Acts 22, 4, I want us just to pray specifically that God might do a Paul-like work in some persecutors' hearts today. God, we pray right now. We know that there are people who are persecuting our brothers and sisters in Christ right now, who are leading out in their persecution, who are persecuting them all the way to the death. We know there are government leaders who are binding and delivering Christians to prison, both men and women. We know that there are terrorists in different ways who are working actively for the death of Christians, for the imprisonment of Christians. They're threatening our brothers and sisters right now. And so, God, we pray, we plead, we ask together right now that you would save one of them, some of them, today, this week. God, would you do this in your grace and your mercy? Would you take those who are persecuting followers of Christ and turn them into followers of Christ? God, I pray. We pray together right now for the salvation of terrorists, for the salvation of those who are leading out in the persecution of believers. We pray that you would bring about Paul-like conversions so that those who are persecuting Christians would turn into those who are proclaiming Christ. You would do this, O God, by your love and your mercy and for your glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.